And we're back.
What have we been up to?
What are some of the hardest games you've ever played?
Let's get those cogs turning. We're back, baby. We're back.
And just for the sake of saying it, Rain's sitting next to me, shaking her head at a one-sided conversation like always, because she can only hear half of the conversation going on until this airs.
This is gonna be great. That's the life right there. You have a perspective that nobody else has.
Yes, a half-assed conversation.
But don't worry, it'll be fulfilled when the episode is finished.
Yes, indeed. And she can't hear anything you're saying right now, so that's okay.
Well, my friend, it has been,
It's been a while.
Decades.
How you been?
I'm good.
I have no idea when was the last time we did one of these. Oh, God. The last time we did this was in April.
4 months.
And it's been a while.
That's right. We were foraging. A whole
new raging because you didn't know what foraging was, apparently.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Foraging.
All right, well.
You foager.
What happened in the last 4 months?
Life gets in the way.
Heard that. Life does get in the way. The school year was ending. I was getting into graduation. My school hours changed to 10 hours a day.
Summer of scares.
Welcome to a new summer event. Welcome to Summer of Scares. Summer of Scares. Oh my god, yeah, we did a Paradigm Gaming Summer Scares event. That was absolutely amazing. Probably the best summer event I think I've ever had. I had so much fun.
I went out on a whim thinking I'd have working internet and did Season of Salt and Souls and got a couple streams into Dark Souls and then had to call it because, too much bull.
Yeah, that internet, man, was stupid.
Yeah, that internet. But you know what about that internet? It doesn't exist anymore. We got rid of it, and we have fiber now. And it works.
Hallelujah. That is amazing. Yeah, I do feel bad about your Season of Salt and Souls. I was really hyped for that. Got the page already on the website. Got you a video to promote it, and I felt so bad.
I know. The motivation died. Yeah. I apologize for that, but don't worry. There will be a reseasoning of salt.
Reseasoning of salt. I like that. Will there also be a reseasoning or reanimating or a whole just redo of your 9-year anniversary on Twitch? Because you weren't able to do that either.
No, what we'll do is that will just be canceled. I'm sorry. No 9 years. 9 years is okay.
Screw 9 years. Go straight to 10.
We're just going to go straight to 10 next year.
Okay.
A whole decade of streaming for Derp.
I like it.
But. We still need to have that DVD night.
Yes, we do. We intended on playing Dead by Daylight just like the old days and have some fun. There's new maps, new bad guys, Resident Evil, Silent Hill.
And by the time we do it, Project W.
Ah, yes.
Will probably be out.
More Resident Evil. And I'm okay with this.
Yes. It will be glorious.
Yes. Wesker. Wesker is back in Dead by Daylight.
And you can be Ada.
Or Rebecca.
Mm. Who's Rebecca?
She was in Resident Evil Zero.
You expect me to trust you, a wanted felon? I don't need your help. I can handle this on my own. And don't call me little girl. The name is Rebecca Chambers, but that's Officer Chambers to you.
What the fuck is Resident Evil Zero?
A game I still have yet to stream on Twitch.
This is true. Sorry, I'm just not a huge fan of the gameplay style of Resident Evil Zero.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of the swapping characters back and forth. Not my thing.
It was definitely different, definitely interesting. They were experimenting. You kind of get used to it, but overall, the game was okay. I didn't hate it, but I wish there could have been a little bit more.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that. What else we got? Next week, my fishing game comes out.
what fishing game? What are we talking about?
Call of the Wild, The Angler.
Ooh. Any affiliation with the Harrison Ford movie?
No.
Okay, just checking. So it sounds similar. Call of the Wild.
No, it has affiliation with the Call of the Wild Game Hunter or whatever the... I can't remember what that one's called, what the main tagline of that one is. But it's Call of the Wild. But... Oh, it's the Hunter. Okay. So next week, once that comes out, I'll be picking that up and start doing possible morning streams before I go out on deliveries for the day.
Well, that's exciting.
And just having coffee and talking and having a nice chill morning with some nice fishing.
Ooh, nice morning fishing with Derp and then some coffee and then some work?
Some coffee, chatting, and fishing.
That actually sounds really fun. That's different. I keep thinking of Peter Griffin from Family Guy where he's on the Death Star and he's like,
"Thanks for calling. This is Han Solo and I'm going to be keeping you company for the next few hours right here on the Midnight Shift." Something's telling me it might be you.
Yep. That is accurate.
Have you been gaming anything good in the last 4 months?
Mortuary Assistant. I don't know how you saw that. I couldn't see it. Can we not?
Hello? Nope, nope. New job. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, I'd be thinking the same, madam. That was a no-no. That was a big no-no button. I played that last week. That was a lot of fun.
You know, making a highlight... Thank you, by the way, for highlighting a bunch of clips for me. But actually putting together a compilation of all your highlights was amazing. That game looks amazing, and watching you get scared was awesome! I had such a blast just editing that video together.
Oh my god. Okay, that... That's what I get for backing up. Nope. Not looking. Fuck you. Yeah, I'm not as jumpy and screamy as you. Most of my stuff just comes from looks.
Yeah, you had some interesting looks, but you had some moments where your eyes went big and you're like, and then there's a lot of times you're like, no, thank you.
No, thank you. No. No. No, thank you. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I don't like this. I don't like this. No, thank you.
That was great.
Please, no.
I like that a lot. And I got to tell you, that would have made it for a perfect game for Summer of Scares.
Yeah, it was a good one thing that I could add on to it. I know that was your event, but I kind of trashed my event. So, hey.
That was our event, sir. We are Paradigm Gaming, sir. Both of us.
This is true. This is true.
Your face was all over Summer of Scares for a reason.
Oh, this is true. Well, I added to it.
Well, thank
you. I did a thing.
Yes, you did a thing. And it was glorious. I enjoyed it.
It was a lot of fun, though.
Nice. There's a lot of scary games that I played over Summer of Scares, but I won't go in all of them. But I will say that the some that stood out to me the most was the Atmosphere in Cursed Mountain on the Wii. Very under-the-radar game that came out of nowhere that I was actually quite, like, pleasantly surprised on the experience. This game is really fascinating. I'm really enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it. It's Tibetan Silent Hill, basically. Yeah. Well, I'm not finding it scary, per se. It has its jump scare moments where it makes me go, oh. But I think it still falls under the same category because you're dealing with ghosts and the supernatural. And it's definitely, it's different. It's unique.
Honestly, I was too. Well, I watched a good majority of that playthrough.
It was less scary, but more like fascinating with the supernatural and then the whole Tibetan mythology. I like, and climbing mountains. You're literally climbing mountains. And it's the depth and the scope and the scale was like, wow. And then the other one that really blew my mind was Soma.
Yeah, Soma's a really good game.
That has some, like, twists left and right in the underwater environment, the claustrophobic feeling of all of those sea labs underwater. Man, what a trip.
I don't want to spoil anything for anyone who hasn't seen it, but just, yeah, that's a good game. I'm sure the ending got you a little bit.
It did. It tugged at my heartstrings pretty bad. Like, that game gave me so much feels. If you're listening, if you've never played it, it's a great experience. It's so good. It's so good. And the A-plus goes to Artrol for suggesting Death Trips. Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. No. Okay. Are you fucking kidding me?
Death Trips was good.
Death Trips lasted me 3 minutes?
Five. I think it was a total of 5 minutes from you starting up the game to finishing it.
I booted up, I played it, and something freaked me out, and then we had a laugh, and I'm like, you know what? That was amazing. Best 5 minutes I ever played.
Yeah. When he mentioned, I'm like, oh my god, I forgot about that game. Yes, you need to play this.
And I actually will say, Iron Lung was very unique. I did like that one a lot. You recommended that.
Yeah.
Once you get the hang of the controls, it was actually kind of cool. It leaves a lot to your imagination, but it's still fun.
Yeah, I know. And sorry for, you know, trying to push a little too hard on how it all worked. I just know it's really confusing at first when you get in there.
It was, and I do appreciate the help, though, because I was like, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. And then all of a sudden, like you said, it just clicks.
Yeah. Once you figure out how the directional works and moving forward and all that, you're like, oh, okay, this makes sense now. Mm-hmm.
And I can now control a submarine on my own now. I know it seems boring at first. Well, I'm sure there's a reason why you picked this for a Summer of Scares event, so I'm playing it. I got this. Yeah, even the trailer got my attention, too, so there's that. Guys, we're learning how to drive a submarine. DA, that shape of the face looks just like that fish right there. Take another picture now. Oh my god, it's gone.
Yay. Hunt for Red October is yours.
Red October standing by.
Summer was great, and I had a blast with the event, and thank you everybody who participated. We had a lot of giveaways, we had a lot of clips, we had a lot of laughs, we had a lot of scares. I screamed a lot. Yeah, it was a great summer, and I definitely enjoyed it. And now I'm prepping for Extra Life, because that's in about 3 months.
Yes, Extra Life is coming.
It's exciting.
And we are coming back with TMNT yet again.
TMNT is back, baby, and just keep an eye out for some updates and announcements within the next coming months, for sure.
Because some people this year, we're doing something different.
Yeah, we are. And a lot of us have continued to do Extra Life throughout the year, so TMNT's been going strong already.
Yeah, we're already over $1,100.
That is
for
true.
The team.
And thank you for your donations. $1,100 for the team, which is amazing.
And we haven't even started yet.
Yeah, and you know, it's not just game day for us; it's game month.
Yes,
we play all month.
This is game year, though.
That's
we're having
true.
A gaming year.
It is game year, absolutely.
But before we get started on the main subject at hand, what do you have planned for the future? What do you, other than Extra Life, what are you looking to play?
What am I looking to play?
What are you playing? What are you doing?
I want to play more handhelds.
Continue?
Would you like me to go more in depth?
I would love more in depth.
All right, here's what I'm thinking. I want to play more handhelds. I actually was thinking about playing like some Castlevania games. I got a powdered wig.
You got a what? What?
You know, the kind that, you know, a wig that they used back in the day. Think George Washington, you know, the King George, all that stuff. Yeah, I got one of those.
Are you going to wear it?
Yeah, duh. Of course I am.
I need to see this. You need to play like Symphony of the Night or something and wear this wig.
I was thinking something. It's either Symphony of the Night or Dawn of Sorrow, or is it Aria of Sorrow? Anyway.
Aria.
I've got a bunch of handheld Castlevanias that I thought would be fun to play. And then I'm also thinking about actually diving into the RPG scene.
What?
Yeah, there's some RPGs on this list of games that I thought would be fun to play. That we'll see. We'll see. I also...
Will you tell, or is this a surprise?
It might be a surprise. I might be able to throw some ideas out your way at some point. Okay, I'll throw some out. All right, fine. You convince me.
I twisted your arm.
Well, I was thinking about maybe doing a Final Fantasy. I also have Parasite Eve, Square Enix horror RPG. I've got Super Mario RPG. Oh, and also I was thinking about doing like maybe Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door. You know, stuff like that. I've been looking at my collection. I'm like, the one type of game I don't play often is a role-playing game. What about you? What kind of games are you looking to play beyond Extra Life and everything? What are you interested in?
Well, I'm still stuck on the whole Elden Ring rando thing. I really am.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool when you streamed a recent one.
Yeah, I have figured out how to better randomize the bosses. So now the bosses are more randomized. So, like, night bosses can be during the day, day bosses can be on night bosses, and so forth. Like, just randomize everything rather than just main bosses with main, mini with mini, blah, blah, blah. I've fixed it so that they all randomize now, and I tweaked the difficulty of finding the runes just a little bit to make it more palatable.
Yeah, that's good, because you stream for 12 hours?
And I found one rune, or was it two?
I think it was only one, but how many are there total? I can't remember.
Seven.
Yeah, that would have been a long stream if you were to keep going.
Yeah, and I was adding on that extra challenge, which I'm going to continue to do, of equipping everything that I get as I get it. Because I think it's a fun challenge to add on top of it. But aside from that, I don't know. I have Tales of Arise that I'm playing, so that one's going to be more off and on since Elden Ring, and then I'm going to have those fishing morning things.
That is a really cool idea. I'm actually looking forward to seeing how that turns out.
Me too, because I want to play that damn fishing game.
Okay, I gotta ask though. I mean, what got you into fishing?
You know what's stupid?
What?
It was WoW. It was World of Warcraft, and I blame my freaking warrior tank in my guild for making me want to fish more in that damn game, and then it just trailed on from there. I played fishing in other games, and it was relaxing and easy and just sitting, farming. Then it went to Final Fantasy VR.
Oh, that's right. It was 15, right?
Yep.
Was it called, like, Monsters of the Deep?
Yep.
So you got into that one too, huh?
Yep.
That's all right.
And what I do in Stardew Valley when I play it? I fish.
Oh, Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption had fishing. I have clips of that at some point, of me fishing on that too.
Yeah, I remember highlighting some of those clips. Yeah, I forgot. You were into that then too.
Yep. But will I fish in real life? No, I don't like it. It sucks. It's boring and it takes too much time. And you may never come back with anything.
Your favorite pastime in video games is fishing. Mine? Golfing. And you know what's coming out in October? Tiger Woods is going to be on PGA 2K23.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited. It's
So do we have to have another tournament between you, me, and Omega?
You're darn right. I'm excited to see what new features they're going to have in this game, because they didn't do a 22, but they're going straight to 23.
See if I can, come out first game after you guys have practiced forever and almost beat Omega and still beat you.
And he's still at level 99, and I think I'm still level at like 26 or something.
I think I'm like level 3.
Yeah, just keep practicing. You'll be fine.
1, 2, 3, 4!
But as we sit here, let us move on to the main event. What are some of the hardest games you've ever played? And did you complete them or leave them in the dust because it was too hard? I think we partially discussed this, but it's going to match up together here. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on the NES.
You're right. Ninja Turtles is on my list. The original Ninja Turtles for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yay!
We both have the same game. All right.
Because F that game.
F that game. All right.
F that difficulty.
tell me things.
You have to go through the whole game without saving. You have to go through with just the four turtles. Yeah, you can save them, but you have to go into a building that can potentially kill another character just to get them. And then you have to go through, what, like 6 or 7 levels just to get to, like, the Technodrome, which is the final level. And then you have to do that with 4 lives, essentially.
Essentially, yes. And fight the Shredder.
And then fight Shredder.
Let any who challenge step forward. I challenge.
F that game. And then there was a game-breaking bug that made it so you couldn't beat it at some point, right?
Yeah, apparently it was a glitch where you couldn't jump to reach a block. And as soon as you fell, you died or you're out of the level.
Yeah. F that noise.
Like, even Kotaku has an article that says that time Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game was literally unbeatable.
Okay, so at a point it was unbeatable, and that's probably about when I played it and quit it.
Yeah, that seemed to be a lot of people's stories, including mine. Because what I had a problem with that game was, like, I couldn't get past the third world. You know, the first one, the first level was in the sewers, and then the second one was at the dam, which was hard enough as it is just to, mm-hmm. you know, deactivate all those bombs if you were lucky.
Yep.
And we didn't have internet back then, so if you had nothing but time on your hands, you're going to keep trying until you get it. And I did. But the third level, the third world, is the city. You drive around in the turtle van. And it's easy to get lost, but eventually, if you lose a turtle, you can rescue him in a couple of different buildings, so you can get your party back. Especially if you lost a bunch of turtles in the dam level. Get it? The dam mm-hmm. level?
Yeah, in the dam level, yeah.
But let's say you're in the city, you're in the turtle van, you make it all the way around, and all of a sudden you reach there's two buildings, and they're both divided by, like, I think, like bushes or whatever. And in order to get to the building on the bottom, you gotta go through the first building and go under it to get on the outside.
I remember that.
And come out the sewer. When you're in that level, you go down to the sewer, and you have to hop blocks. And then there's one block in particular that no matter what I did, I always fell in the water. I always fell in the water, and it takes you back to the beginning of that level. And I've never been able to get past that world. I've never been able to beat the game. I mean, it's been like that ever since I was a kid. I watched a guy on YouTube not too long ago, I think about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He did the whole entire game from start to finish, and I'm like, let's see the end of this game. Let's go. I want to see what I've been missing since I was, like, what, 10? And it was amazing. I was like, this guy's got it. He did it. I got to see what happened, and I'm like, you're making it look like I could do that. But I don't think I want to.
I'm happy with just seeing it beat.
Exactly, exactly. It's like, there's a part of my childhood I could finally close that door and be like, I saw the ending. It's going to be okay. You did what you could. At least you know what happens. I don't want to open Pandora's box anymore, man. I don't want to go back to that. But oh my god, that was a hard game.
Yeah, screw that. I think the rest of the games won't be as bad as that. I just wanted to get that one off my chest because we both have it.
Absolutely. I mean, the game was literally unplayable. And when you're a kid, you can't beat a game. What do? You throw the controller. Screw this game. Put it Super Mario Brothers. Let's go.
Fuck these games.
Exactly. Oh, that's so cool. We had the same one on our list. I love that.
Yes.
But I say for our audience, we're going to save our last two for after the community's responses.
Yes.
What say you?
I say yay.
Then I say, let's go. All right, so we asked the same question to the community. And a lot of you have responded, and you got some pretty cool games in your guys' responses.
Arcanian 17.
Do we talk about Jabu Jabu's Belly in Zelda Ocarina of Time? Because that was an event. And then when Blue stopped letting her play Zelda A Link to the Past because he thought she was going to throw the controller, basically she's bad at Zelda games, and other games from that era that expected you to be able to read the user manual and read cereal boxes to get the clues, because now that she's playing it decades later, sometimes all she picked up was the second hand is the cartridge, no manual to read. Also, the first Crash Bandicoot in the remake, they changed the jump physics to modernize them, and it's honestly so much harder for her. I also could never beat the Phantom at the Clock Tower in Kingdom Hearts. He was an optional boss, but it was hard. She had to fight him in three dimensions and literally all of the magic going into reviving characters.
Do you want me to talk about Jabba Jabba's belly? Because it's a thing.
Yeah, talk about Jabba Jabba. We want to hear the down and dirty with Gertrude.
When Arcani and I were dating, I was trying to show her all the Nintendo games that she missed out on because she grew up on PlayStation. So I was trying to show her, you know, Zelda Ocarina of Time, and there was a time where she would come over to my parents' house and she played on the TV, and I would play it on like my DS or whatever, so we'd both be playing at the same time. It was cute, but
aww.
But she couldn't figure out a lot of the puzzles, and it was frustrating. But it got frustrating to a point where I didn't like seeing her get mad a lot. So I was like, "You're kind of ruining the game for me." So
you're
when
kind
she
of
said,
"Ruining my vibes, man."
Yeah. And I'm like, "I don't know if I want you playing this because you're just I don't know." So you know, fast forward years later, you know, after we're married, she decides to give it a try on the 3DS, right? And she gets stuck in Jabu Jabu's belly, and I think I could be mistaken on this part, but I remember she made it out, but then something happened to her DS, or she forgot to save, because all of her data got erased up to a certain save point, and she got so mad that she never even wanted to play it again. So what I did for her was I beat Jabu Jabu's belly for her, so she can continue the game afterwards. I don't have to go through that whole process of playing that dungeon again.
Mm-hmm. You're so sweet.
Yeah. And then apparently I stopped letting her play A Link to the Past because I thought she was going to throw the controller is what she was saying. I don't remember saying you need to stop playing A Link to the Past, but basically when I said that about Ocarina of Time, yeah, that sounds like me. You're like, you're ruining my vibe, man. This is a great game. She's streaming it now for Extra Life. I gave her the player's guide in case she got stuck, and I showed her stuff, you know, if she has questions. But, you know, sometimes games aren't for everybody. Not every game is for everybody, you know?
No.
But I give her a valiant effort. Dude, she beat Wind Waker like it was nobody's business. But when you get all these old games, it's a little challenging. They're different.
Yeah. Fair. Like, we expect you to find this one single key in the corner of a map that is hidden behind a bush in the corner of the map.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly like that. I mean, anything I wanted Arcanian to get out of the Zelda games was the experience. Why Ocarina of Time was amazing. Why A Link to the Past was amazing. But people have different experiences, especially playing old games on today's age, right? So,
yep.
She got to watch me play it, and she got to still see the story. And she's watched people play it on Twitch, so it's not like she's missing out, you know?
Fair.
Ollie Rainbow.
She says, laughs. In the Gerudo village where you try to rescue the carpenters. That is why I gave up on Zelda Ocarina of Time. like I said, games aren't for everyone. And Ollie, I'm sorry you weren't able... I'm sorry you reached a point in the game where you didn't want to finish Ocarina of Time because of those darn carpenters.
Fenixu!
I think I've been very fortunate that I haven't played too many hard games in my life, but there is one game I can remember being frustrated for me when I was younger, and that was Shinobi on PS2.
I can call that. That is a keen hard game.
Well, according to Fenn, he says, I remember hanging out at my friend's house, looking at the cover of the game, going, whoa, that looks awesome, and asking to borrow the game. At first, the game wasn't bad. You run through bad guys like the badass ninja you are, then you hit the second level. The game introduces its main mechanics. The sword needs blood or souls, I forget which, but if you don't feed it enough, it kills you. Wow. It's not too bad to handle within that level because they give you plenty of enemies to deal with, but then you hit level 3, which at that point, the game gives you a big middle finger. Pow! I remember being so annoyed at this level because it had spiders. It felt like a maze. There weren't enough enemies to kill. Not only that, the spider webs slow you down, so getting around was a nightmare, especially for a game that wanted you to rush. I ended up bailing on this game after that level and telling my friend I couldn't handle it anymore, and he asked, what happened? And I explained the game was too challenging for me. He puts the game in to show me how it's done, and watching him rinse through the level that I couldn't beat was amazing, to which I told him, screw you, turned it off, and then we started playing Tekken 5. Good times.
When your friend is better at a game than you, screw you, I'm done. Let's play some Tekken.
What did I say earlier? I think this is becoming a theme. Some games aren't for everyone.
Pretty much.
Omega Apex 128.
Hardest games I've ever played include Ghostbusters NES, Super Ghouls and Ghosts on Genesis, and TMNT on NES. Hey!
Would you look at that? Would you look at that?
But he did beat Ghostbusters. We watched him beat that.
Yes, he technically did beat Super Ghouls and Ghosts on Genesis also. Yes!
Arthur, you've done well so far, but you will not be able to defeat Loki, who's behind the door. Go back to the village and get the magic power from the goddess of battle.
That says goddess of battle. Did you see that? It said goddess. I'm calling it right there. I beat Ghouls and Ghosts. I don't care what anybody says. I haven't played through it a second time. I did it once. That means I can do it twice. Screw you, Ghouls and Ghosts. I beat it.
Okay. That one I missed.
Yeah, but it, like you said, it was all for charity. It was his extra life stream.
Ah. Streaming games have actually gotten me to not give up on them and really feel good when I manage to beat these seemingly unbeatable games, though I still need to beat TMNT. Who doesn't, other than Blue's person he watched, who's a monster. I'll return to that someday, for I'm sure, but I can't just up and stop playing a game. The difficulty of a game does not make it a bad game that needs to be buried. Depends on the form of difficulty implied.
Beauty is in the eye of beholder, and what I love about Omega is that he'll keep trying. He'll persevere, and he got past the third world. He got to the fourth world, and I remember seeing it for the first time when he streamed it going, oh my god, this is amazing. I've never been this far. Holy crap.
Happiness ensued within Blue.
Always.
But I can get behind those three games. I never played Ghostbusters on NES, though, but Super Ghouls and Ghosts, 100%.
I will say Ghostbusters on NES, as the diehard Ghostbuster fan I am, that game is horrible. And the fact that he beat it, I'm glad I got to watch it, because I will never, ever beat that game. I will not play that game. That game's stupid.
It's stupid. Like, chat, it's stupid.
It's stupid.
It's stupid in a bad way, not chat in a good stupid.
No, they did better when they did Ghostbusters 2. That was a Ghostbuster game.
Fair.
You should watch the Angry Video Game Nerd do the Ghostbuster game. It's hilarious.
Noted.
Elwinder.
He says, impossible mission on the Commodore 64.
Destroy him, my robot.
Aptly named, I never finished it.
I actually have no idea what that game is, but I'm going to have to go look it up.
I looked it up, and I've never had a Commodore 64. I've never played a Commodore 64, but I'm familiar with them because, you know, the internet and YouTube. But I saw that, and I was like, okay, all right.
Stay a while. Stay forever.
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
Except for, thank you, Elle, for sharing, because that was really cool to research and kind of take a look at. Like, what did you play that was hard?
Indigo Rogue.
Zelda 2 The Adventure of Link on NES. Need I say more? The whole aspect of the game makes me go into a quick saving frenzy because of the leveling up system, and many, many enemies are unforgiving.
Yeah, they are.
Will I beat it someday? Possibly. You'll also add Super Mario Sunshine. in the new Spider-Man game because of their controller schemes. I like the new Spider-Man game. Figure out the controls, Indy. Control the life of Spider-Man.
Read what she said. Read what she said.
I don't wanna. Because their controller scheme. Sunshine nearly had me throwing the controller. Spider-Man is a button-mashing nightmare. You know... Okay. It is a button-mashing nightmare, but it's still a fun game.
It is a fun game. I agree with the button-mashing. There's a lot of it. And when I picked it back up, I had to get acclimated to the controls again. I was just like, okay, this button, that button. Then I kind of got into it. But... I will say, I agree with Super Mario Sunshine because you saw me when I streamed that for Summer of Sploosh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my hands were sweating. I thought I was going to fall. I did fall a lot. Hey, look, it's Mario in the background. Old school. Oh, my. What the? Oh, my God. Ah, we did this in Banjo-Kazooie. This will be fine, right? Right? Yeah. No, that's not fine. I don't know. It was a lot harder my second time playing it. I don't know.
I never played Sunshine, so I have no idea where to go on that one.
I liked Sunshine, but then when I replayed it as an adult, I was like...
You like Sunshine because water.
Oh, I know. It's got the most beautiful water graphics, which is why it was part of Summer of Sploosh. But at the same time, I'm like, game's hard. I don't want to get 120 shine sprites again. 80's fine.
80's fine. I did two-thirds of them. I'm good. 66% is okay.
When that game came out, I got 120, so I could say I did it, but I don't want to do it again. Those puzzles are... Some of them are ass.
Ass. But anyways, you go through Spider-Man with the button mashing to get the epic story, okay?
The story was epic. The graphics were beautiful. And swinging through New York was amazing.
Yes. Some of the best swinging mechanics in any game. It beats Attack on Titan, which the Attack on Titan games have a great swinging mechanic, which it should be the best at, and it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a fun game, but Spider-Man has the best swinging mechanics in a game, or traversal method, I should say.
But I will admit, it did take me a bit to get used to the control buttons and all that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing, Indy. Thank you.
Moondog.
Now, he said, we're just gonna not talk about that level in the Lion King game on... He originally said the Nintendo 64, and I was like, wait a minute. There's a Lion King game on the 64? And I looked it up, and I couldn't find anything other than there was a Lion King game on the Super Nintendo. So I'm...
Let's just talk about, you know, Lion King game in general?
Yeah, I mean...
How about Aladdin? Can we talk about Aladdin?
Lion King is harder than Aladdin, in my opinion.
Fair, it is.
Aladdin is hard, but Lion King... is way harder. But he literally just says, I'm convinced that level was made by Satan himself. Never have I ever read a statement about a video game like that before.
But fair.
Yes. And then he says, same thing with the old Contra game on the NES. That game is hard.
Contra's ridiculous.
With one player. Two players, you can beat it. I have done it. But it is still hard. Let's see. I would say, though, that the hardest game that was the most satisfying to beat for me was Sekiro.
DDR Souls.
That game was the hardest game I think I've ever played with the steepest learning curve, but it is so satisfying to beat. And Derp is nodding his head with a big smile because he went through the same thing.
Oh, I don't know why. I actually didn't have as much trouble as some people had with Sekiro, and I don't know why, but I blew through bosses, and even the final boss... took me only about maybe 2 hours.
All right.
And I know a lot of people were on the final boss of that game for hours. There was also a big demon boss, too, that was like four times your size that you have to fight. It's more like a Dark Souls fight, and I beat that in like 45 minutes. And a lot of people were taking like 3, 4, 5 hours on that boss alone.
Oh, wow. Damn.
I don't know what it was with that game and me. I went through it really quick overall.
It's all about that hand-eye coordination, baby.
It's DDR Souls. You're literally blocking shots, swings in that, in a very rhythmic fashion.
Did you have a Scotty D's Drop the Bomb song stuck in your head when you were playing the last boss?
Yeah, drop the bomb. Just drop the bomb.
You pull out your sword, so drop a bomb.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
But I can understand because I did watch a lot of people struggle on that game.
All right.
But I love Sekiro.
Well, Moondog, Indy, L, Omega, Fen, Ollie, Arcanian, thank you all for participating in our questionnaire, and thank you for sharing your games that were hard and difficult. That was really fun to read. Thank you for sharing. Derp, so what's another game that was hard that you may or may not have beaten?
I don't care if everyone probably says it's easy if they played it. I hate the whole premise of the game. I hate the mechanic. I hate the way it works. The boy and his fucking blob.
Playing his blob?
On NES.
Wow.
F that game. F everything about it. I hate the mechanics. I hate having 800 different beans to feed that little fucker that turns into a ladder or some other stupid thing that you have to figure out where the hell you have to place him perfectly just to get him to do the thing he needs to do. Fuck that blob.
Yeah, you fucked that blob. I never played it. I don't even think I own it. No, I don't got it.
I don't even care if you ROM it and try it really quick. Fuck that game.
I'll look for it in my next outing on hunting for retro games.
I have figured out one puzzle where to go in that game, and that was it.
You know what I should do? I should buy two copies of that game, and I'll give you one, and we'll recreate that scene in Office Space.
Oh, God. Baseball bat will be happy with me.
Will you feel better? Because I hear some malice in your voice with this
the
game.
The game's just stupid. I'm sure it's easy if you know what to do because it's just an over-exaggerated puzzle game. But it's so goddamn stupid.
All right.
Just look up a video of it later.
I will. I will.
What's your second one?
Metroid Prime 2 Echoes.
You know, I started Metroid Prime 2 after I beat 1 and I never went through finished 2. Like, because I was playing on my Wii U that one. At one point.
Yeah, you had the...
And I was streaming it at my old apartment, and then I just never continued it because I think I got frustrated with it, or it wasn't the same. It felt blah compared to the first one.
So, I'm actually kind of surprised, because I really started thinking about, like, you know, what games have you played, and, you know, what are hard, and did you beat them, or did you leave them to dust because they were too hard? And I was thinking about this, and I'm like, okay, I love Metroid. Y'all know I love Metroid, and Metroid Prime 2 Echoes is a great game. But this game is absolutely huge. Like Prime 1 was such a huge hit that, you know, people wanted more. And what did Retro Studios do? They did exactly that. They gave us more, but they made it harder. You got a light world. You got a dark world. They doubled the size of the game. You've got puzzles to master on both sides. Puzzles on one side affected the other, and it's confusing, and you go back and forth, and by the time you warp into the dark world and realize you should have been in the light and you screwed something up, you got to go back. There's literally so much backtracking. And it introduced ammo for the light and dark beams. And if you ran out of ammo in one, you had to go into the other world to get the other opposite ammo. I mean, it was ridiculous.
That sounds dumb.
But aside, you get past all that, right? You do get used to some of the stuff. But even getting the morph ball, or even becoming the morph ball and getting the bombs and fighting the boss, I remember being so hard that I would die off. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong here? But it was when I reached the Sky Temple. Which is far in the game. When you reach the Sky Temple, they want you to find 9 keys throughout the entire world you've already explored to progress further. And that's about the part of the game where I actually didn't finish because
more backtracking.
I'm literally backtracking and I'm hunting for keys that I don't know where they are. And they made you do this in Metroid Prime 1, but not to the extent of this. And eventually, I saw my brother Sam played it and got farther, and I watched him beat it. So I saw what he had to do because the boss, the last boss, has three giant stages, and then you gotta escape the Dark Planet. And I'm like, I don't know if I could do this. But it's on my radar. It is on my radar to do. I've been dying to stream the Metroid Prime series on Twitch. I gotta start with one, just like you did. But two, I'm eyeballing because there's so much going on in that game. So many different visors, so many different beams, so many different puzzles.
I'd be okay if you wrote down where everything was, just so you didn't have to go through the pain of trying to find it and backtrack.
Maybe. I mean, I have a player's guide. I was thinking about I could probably incorporate that. I mean, I love the game with what I did get to play. It has an amazing soundtrack. It's gorgeous and beautiful. It's just, there's a lot. It's a lot.
I would just use the player's guide and not feel bad about it.
When Metroid Prime 3 Corruption came out, they toned it down. They added the motion controls because it was the first Metroid Prime on the Wii. I had a lot of fun with that. But other than that, that's a different story. But bad. Metroid Prime 2 Echoes was hard, and I haven't beaten it. Not yet. But I will. I would love to beat that
game. I'm sure you will.
I hope so. Or if I don't, then I'm not a true Metroid fan, right?
I'm sure they'd forgive you.
What else you got? What's on your list?
It's a stupid one because a lot of people think it's the easiest thing in the whole series.
A Boy and His Blob 2?
Demon Souls.
Demon Souls, the original.
Yeah, I played that on PS3 and I quit that because I hated the level design so much.
What's different?
It's straight up, the thing that I didn't like about Demon Souls on the PS3 is straight up the level design, the way the enemies are placed, and it was just ridiculous the distance you had to go to get a checkpoint in order to keep your progress that you had made up to that point.
Oh.
Now I will probably replay it on PS5 with the remaster and the remake of it just to see if it changes my outlook on it.
Yeah.
But the one on PS3 irritated the ever-living piss out of me. And it wasn't so much the bosses that would make me angry. Like, I've seen the bosses. The bosses are a joke. It's the it's getting through the level design to the bosses that's the pain in the ass.
Now, you did get a chance to play a little bit of the remake on PS5 when you came to visit for Extra Life a couple years ago.
Yeah, but we were using the mail breaker.
We were. And it was a duel. You and I were both, like, swapping. And we had a bunch of, like, stuff that people can donate and screw with our game.
Yeah, we eventually got to use something real, and then it beat it right away.
Well, I do hope that when you do play the remake that you find more enjoyment out of it than you did the PS3 version.
Yeah, but that out of all the games, like, those are the three that I know off the top of my head. Fuck a Boy and His Blob.
And that's okay. We wanted to keep a limit to at least three, because there's a lot of games we could probably, like, oh,
fuck
this game is hard.
Fuck a Boy and His Blob.
The Boy and His Blob. Who would have thought? I did not know that about you.
Because it's a question that we've never really thought about.
I know, these podcasts are really really getting deep down in our secrets, in the back of our psyche.
We have a dark, dark background. Dark, dark, dark.
All right, well, my last one, since we were only going to pick three, I thought really, really hard on this one. There's one game that I've replayed multiple times that I have never beaten, that I want to beat, and I've always been close, and then I don't do it for years, and then I come back to it. And that is, drumroll, Final Fantasy X. Surprised?
Actually, I am, to be real with you.
Me too. I'm surprised too. Okay, so let me explain
something. Out of all the little jokes and the ha 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 tedious thing and all that other crap, you have never
beaten it.
Hold on a second. Just before Rain goes to sleep, I need to tell her this travesty.
Okay.
as stunned as I am.
Look, I have... I'll let you know what's up. There's a reason.
He's gonna let me know what's up, and then you can listen to it in the podcast.
Okay, it isn't the fact that I got into RPGs late, right? Because when Final Fantasy X came out, you were there. You remember how big that release was. It was released on PS2.
Yeah, and unlike you, apparently, I beat it.
Look, I didn't get into RPGs till Mario RPG, but that was like the only one I played. And then it wasn't until Final Fantasy X came out that it was everywhere. Everyone wanted a PS2. That was the next big thing. Final Fantasy with voice acting and great graphics and blah, blah, blah. And I have a memory of our friend Jack.
Yep.
He got it. And I remember we were doing like a hangout with like a bunch of us, and he was showing everybody the game. And it was absolutely beautiful. So I was like, cool, I got to get in on this. I got to check out what this is all about, because I've never really played Final Fantasy before. And Final Fantasy X is really my introduction to the whole series, which I love about it. I love the characters, I love the setting, I love the story. But I've tried replaying and beating this thing for years. I've replayed it so many damn times, but I get stuck in two places. Seymour's battle on top of Mount Gagazet.
Once I have become the next Sin, your father will be freed again.
Now, what do you know?
Yeah, that is a bad one.
And then the Guardian battle with the monster that guards your access to Xanarkand.
It comes!
And that battle is so damn hard. And so I would get killed by Seymour a lot, and then I put the game away, and then I come back to it later. And then eventually I get past that and I go to the Guardian. I would die a lot. I come back to that later. Those boss fights kill me every single time. And I sometimes feel like I should have been grinding more in the plains. Not the Thunder Plains, but before you go into the mountains.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so then they came out with the remaster for PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita. I bought both of those. I bought the special edition for the PS3 with the art book and everything. And I finally got past the Guardian in Seymour. And I got into Xanarkand. And I was so nervous to being in a future part of the game where I'm like, this is all new. I don't know what to do. And then I stopped playing it because I was nervous. And then about a year later, I picked it back up on my Vita. And I finally got to Ject.
Dude, you're basically at the end of the fucking game. How have you not beaten it?
I have a save file on my Vita on the last boss right now. But here's my problem. I think the data on my file last time I looked at it was 2016 or 17.
That doesn't mean it's broken.
I know. But now I feel like I want to start all over again. And it's a little daunting because it's like 40, 50, 60 hours in.
You know what? You just need to make that your first RPG game that you play on stream.
Yeah. Dude, when I found out you had to beat Seymour a third time inside Sin, I was so mad. And he ended up killing me a lot too, but I was so mad I kept trying until I beat him. And then I did, and I got further, and by the time I got to Ject, I'm like, okay, that was exhausting. I'll come back to this later. And then I never did. I think that's what happened.
God damn it.
I'll tell you what, though. I did pick up the game on Vita like a week ago because I was curious. And the one save file I randomly picked, it was actually at the Blitzball tournament, which is still not that far. Well, it's still not that far from the beginning of the game. Like, you're literally still getting party members, but
yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe doing Blitzball and picking up from there so I don't have to start from the beginning and go through all that story stuff. Like, I just found Orin, you know, and we're yeah.
That's not too far.
I gotta give it another try, but I love Final Fantasy X. I know how it ends. I've seen the ending, but that doesn't count. I want to beat it.
Fair.
I've just never been good at RPGs. But that's what's also funny. I beat 12, right? I beat 15. I beat a lot of RPGs after that.
Those are technically FF-like.
They still count. They're Final Fantasy games. They're role-playing games. They're not platformers. They're not Mario.
Yeah, but you could theoretically go through 15 in a matter of, like, 15 to 20 hours, no problem.
I put extra so I could do side quests and stuff. But I'm just saying, like, I'm into RPGs now. I can play them. But back then, they were still just new to me and hard and frustrating. And like I beat all a bunch of, and I love Final Fantasy VII. I beat VII Remake. I beat Crisis Core, Tactics, Advance 2 for the DS. Like, I'm a fan of role-playing games. I'm a late bloomer.
What else is new? Hey, Blue, play this game. 5 years later. Dude, this game is great. I'm glad I played it. No shit. Yep. I told you that. How long ago?
That's me in a nutshell. late bloomer, man. Yeah, I feel really bad. I've always wanted to beat 10. I love 10. It's so good. Yuna's hot.
I feel like my whole life with you has been a lie. This motherfucker hasn't even beaten Final Fantasy X.
I didn't realize that this was news to you.
It was.
What did I say? Hey, we're learning a lot about each other on these podcast episodes.
Man, you're going to be put up and burned at the stake at this point. Not by me, but by the community. This motherfucker puts a Tidus laugh emote on the Discord, and hasn't even beaten the damn game.
Well, hey, I've gotten to that part of the game, and it's pretty damn funny. Alright, well, if I'm gonna play a role-playing game, then that one's probably gonna be on my radar.
Damn right it is.
I used to watch Enoth play that a lot, too.
Yeah. He does the max runs, though, and speed runs of how fast he can beat 100%.
And here I am going, oh, wow, I've never been that far.
Look how cool that looks. What's the name of the frickin' super boss?
I'm sorry I disappointed you. I'm sorry our friendship's been a lie.
You have lied to me for all of our life together, and that's about everything we got for the podcast. We got anything else that you want to bring up that you lied to me about all this time?
I don't remember ever lying to you. I never said I actually beat it. I think it was more assumed or implied.
Don't twist words around on me.
Lying is a little extreme. Like, I love Final Fantasy X, but I've never beaten it. Dude, I have it on PS2. I have it on PS3. I have it on Vita. I almost bought it on PS4, but I'm like, why would I do that? I have it on PS3. It looks fine.
And out of all those times you purchased it, you still haven't beaten it.
All right, I'll finish it. I'll beat it. Probably play some more before I go to bed tonight.
Okay. I mean, you don't even have to stream it. Just beat the damn game so you can have it off your list.
All right, I tell you what. When I beat it, I'll give you guys an update. How does that sound?
Yay.
Awesome. Yeah, that's all I got, Derp. That's all I got.
Have any words for the people before we end?
Yeah. Missed you guys. It's good to be back. Miss Derp, miss talking to you about all this stuff and laughing and shenanigans. I'm glad we did this tonight. I've been so busy. It's been hard to keep up with work and life and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah, and you were like, I mean, we could just push it. I'm like, no, we're not pushing this back again. We're talking now.
I'm glad we didn't push it. I'm glad we did it now. This is awesome. This is awesome. I can't wait to do another one. We have other topic ideas. We'll let the community know. We have guest ideas. We'll let the community know. And yeah, overall, it's just, I missed you, man. It's good to be here.
Indeedy.
What you got?
Chat stupid. It's been a while since I've said it.
Yeah, it has been a while. It's been a while for a lot of things.
But yes, it's good to be back. It's good to be talking. It's good to see the beautiful... while I cough. The beautiful face of Blue.
Well, you have a great night, Derp. When was the next time I'll be able to see you?
At the drop of a paradigm.